Oh, Velvet. Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah. Velvet. Yeah, it's a very important study, especially now that pertuzumab has received approval by the FDA in the context of first-line therapy for patients with HER2-positive breast cancer, specifically to be used in combination with trastuzumab and docetaxel. So this creates two dilemmas for patients. Number one, that they have to be in the clinic for many hours each week, or even once if they give the therapies, you know, once every 3 weeks eventually, because the docetaxel takes 30 minutes to an hour, the trastuzumab in the first time takes 90 minutes, and then it takes 60 minutes, and then the pertuzumab is the same way. So patients, number one, have to be in the clinic for a long time, and number two, docetaxel has significant toxicities, including myelosuppression, as well as hair loss. So what we're doing with Velvet, we have a dual approach in which we are using another chemotherapy drug instead of docetaxel. We're using vinorelbine because their data now from another trial called the HERNATA trial, HERNATA, that was done mainly in Europe, that compared docetaxel trastuzumab versus vinorelbine trastuzumab, showing equal efficacy, but the vinorelbine treatment does not cause alopecia. Again, a factor that could be that is very important for our patients' quality of life. So what we decided is to take vinorelbine as the chemotherapy backbone to use in combination with trastuzumab and pertuzumab. And what we're doing in this trial is that we have two different cohorts. In the first cohort, patients get vinorelbine, trastuzumab, and then pertuzumab. And then in the second cohort, we are putting the pertuzumab and trastuzumab in one bag so that they can be infused together. And if we show safety, then this could be a tremendous help for our patients. If we can show that, you know, we can give effective therapy, but with them required to be in the clinic for less time to get the infusions. So I'm very enthusiastic about this from the efficacy, quality of life, in terms of alopecia, and also duration of infusion for our patients. So this trial is a global trial. We have already started accrual, and accrual is already moving along quite well. This is a randomized phase. This is a phase two trial. Phase two trial. Yeah. And then there's another study that we presented also in the trials in progress at ASCO, and that is the Beacon trial, BEACON. Uh-huh. And that is a randomized phase three trial that I'm also co-leading. This is a global trial that will enroll more than 800 patients with refractory metastatic breast cancer. And they will be randomized to either physician standard of care versus a novel pegylated irinotecan compound that is called the Nectar 102 compound. And I think this study has already started to accrue globally, and it's a randomized phase three with the main endpoint being overall survival.